portion of his time in order that you might hear the latest news from the NBC newsroom. President Roosevelt will address the nation by radio tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The president's address will be heard over this station. We repeat the time, 10 o'clock tomorrow night. The president presumably will give the nation a report on the war with Japan. There's a blackout in Oregon tonight. Brigadier General Carlisle Walsh of the 2nd Interceptor Command announced that the emergency measure would go into effect at 11 o'clock. The blackout will extend from Roseburg, Oregon, to the Canadian border. And all radio broadcasting will be prohibited after 10 p.m. That's 7 p.m. Seattle time. Except station KIRO, which will be used for official messages. The Red Cross in Oregon is taking emergency air raid measures, mobilizing 50 doctors, 110 nurses. Emergency ambulances are standing by. Schools have been commandeered as emergency field hospitals. The city has been divided into 7 zones. For Seattle tonight is ready and waiting for whatever the future may bring. They're evacuating women, children, the aged, the infirm, tonight from around Fort MacArthur in California. The order for that evacuation was issued by Colonel W.W. Hicks, the commanding officer in charge of defense in the Los Angeles harbor area. San Francisco has no system of air raid sirens, but they worked out a substitute today in San Francisco. In case of an air attack, all fire engines will be moved into the street and their sirens will be used as a warning. Now, if any further news develops, this program will be interrupted from the NBC newsroom.
It's the telephone hour. Telephone company realizes that many of you are listening eagerly for news bulletins. This program may be interrupted whenever important news comes through. Meanwhile, here are James Melton, Francia White, Donald Voorhees, and the Bell Symphonic Orchestra and Chorus with a special program of the music you love. Yesterday, an ominous hum poured out of the daybreak over the island of Oahu. Men and women who slept in peace awoke in war. The nation, too, awoke, tensing itself for the effort to come. Tonight, we salute the millions of Americans who are answering our country's call. Speaking to the Congress today, our president said,
"No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people, in their righteous might, will win through to absolute victory. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God."
I pledge allegiance to the flag. beneath the stars and stripes, the nation great and strong. For the right against the wrong, marching on.
United States and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Other nations have joined us. From across the sea, Prime Minister Churchill has said,
here in England, we do not forget the ties and links that unite us. And we are persevering steadfastly and in good heart in the cause of freedom and fair dealing, for which, with you, we draw the sword.
There are more of you sitting beside your radios tonight than usual. We wonder if you are feeling as we are, that there is something more in the air tonight than the radio's bulletins from our outposts and the songs of a nation on the march. There is something more. We can't turn a dial and get it, but we can know it with our minds and feel it in our hearts. It is the feeling of a nation united, a powerful impression of a United States with a united people. There is quiet realization that the unwanted task is here to be done, and the common resolve to see it through. In the lobby of the American Telephone and Telegraph Company's building in New York is a monument inscribed with these words: Service to the Nation in Peace and War. It was placed there after our last war as a reminder of the spirit with which the entire Bell organization served its country and as a pledge for the future. 380,000 Bell System workers renew that pledge to you and to our government tonight.
From the past comes the voice of one of the great Americans. What do you hear, Walt Whitman?
I hear the workman singing and the farmer's wife singing. I hear the responsive bass and soprano. I hear the tramp of armies. I hear liberty. I hear America singing. The delicious singing of the mother.
Oh, What do you see, Walt Whitman?
I see that this America is only you and me. Its power, weapon, testimony are you and me. Its Congress is you and me. Freedom, language, poems, employment, past, present, and future are you and me. I dare not shirk any part of America. Thou, America, thee, ever thee, I sing.
From all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake. Let all that breathes partake. Let rocks their silence break. The sound so long.
malice for none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to do all which may achieve a just and lasting peace with all nations.
Telephone company invites you to listen again next Monday for another program of the music you love, the way you love to hear it. With James Melton, Francia White, and the Bell Symphonic Orchestra and Chorus conducted by Donald Voorhees. Until then, we are sincerely yours, the Bell Telephone System.
Network of the National Broadcasting Company.